From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Gun battles erupted in the Yemeni capital Sana'a Sunday as the alliance between the Iran-backed Shiite rebels known as the Houthis and former President Ali Abdullah Saleh appeared to have fallen apart. The two sides joined ranks 3 years ago and swept across the capital, forcing the country's internationally recognized President Abed Rabo Mansur Hadi to flee the country and seek military intervention led by Saudi Arabia. The Houthis' political office had accused Saleh of staging a coup against an alliance he never believed in after he offered to initiate talks with the Saudi coalition. A suicide blast killed at least 6 civilians in eastern Afghanistan Sunday and wounded 13 others. The bomber was on a motorcycle and apparently wanted to reach the venue of a massive pro-government rally in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. But Afghan security forces intercepted him far away from the event, prompting him to detonate explosives strapped to his body. A provincial government spokesman confirmed the fatalities, told VOA one woman and a child were among the dead. So far, no claim of responsibility for the attack. Kurdish forces in Syria announced Sunday they had regained control of a key area east of the Euphrates River from Islamic State militants. The People's Protection Units, or YPG, thanked Russian forces, as well as the United States-led coalition, for logistical and air support in retaking Deir al-Zor's eastern countryside. The group said they had hoped for more coordination with the two international powers. This is VOA News. The Australian Senate has passed legislation